Here we are at the Summer Cattle Industry Conference, and with me is Phyllis Snyder from Cortez, Colorado, so you're not too far from home here in Denver. And Phyllis, what I'd like you to do first is just tell me a little bit about what your role is on the Cattlemen's Beef Board.
I'm one of the producer members that belong to the Cattlemen's Beef Board, representing the state of Colorado, and I was lucky to be assigned to a committee that's the producer education, which I am really excited about, producer education and what their beef checkoff dollars are doing.
So how long have you served on the Cattlemen's Beef Board?
I only went on in January.
Well, tell me a little bit about your operation.
We have a stocker feeder background operation, run yearling steers. We have Forest Service grazing permits, so we work with public lands, and we've had small cow-calf operation promoting our genetics.
How long have you been in the business?
Well, 40-some years. Married a beef producer and been there ever since.
Well, that's great. So this is then your first summer meeting and being on the Cattlemen's Beef Board, correct?
Yes, it is.
What's your impression so far?
Yeah, I'm really excited. There's so much information that goes on the beef board, and I always get rejuvenated when I go to an annual meeting because you talk to everybody and you find out what they're doing. And so I think it rejuvenates you to come to the conventions.
So you've been to conventions before you served on the Cattlemen's Beef Board,
right?
Yes,
I have been to some, yes.
And that's a key right there to producer education. So that would probably be one of the main things you'd like to tell your fellow producers is if you want to know more about this, then you should get involved.
That's the purpose of what I want to do. My rural area, I don't have huge national issues going on, but there is a need for information on what's really going on in the industry. And, it's so exciting working with Cowbells and local cattlemen group and just producers to tell them about, you guys have seen the checkoff sign, but do you know all the things they do? Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of my goal, to just really work with people down there, and really promote the checkoff programs, just to give them the education of what all it does.
Would you say really that if you find people who don't like it, it's because they just don't know enough about it?
I think a lot of times. I think for the general producer, they just see checkoff fund. It's another fee. It's a selling fee. And they see the advertisement on the TV, for beef, for what's for dinner or whatever. They probably don't think when I go to the grocery store and there's this great beef display and there's these recipes, they don't relate that back to that dollar they paid.
It's been 20-some years since we've had the beef checkoff. Where do you think the industry would be today if it hadn't been for the beef checkoff for the last 20 years?
Anytime you produce something or make something or create something, if you don't advertise it, nobody's going to know you've got it and buy it. And I feel like with the way communications has increased and the impact of nutrition and all the negatives that come out there, that's the benefit of an organization. I could go out and promote to my neighbors, cook good steak because I raised it and here's some good beef. But it's such a huge market. The checkoff and being part of the checkoff gives you it's a whole picture. And it's worldwide, and people need to recognize, I can sell my beef in this county, but I can't sell 500 steers in this county. And if I want people to buy my 500 steers, that market's going to have to be beyond Cortez. It's going to have to be beyond Colorado. It may need to be China or Japan or wherever. And that's what our dollars are doing.
Thank you very much, Phyllis, and I wish you lots of luck on the Cattlemen's Beef Board, and we're glad that you're here. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.